It's also related, my dear brothers, that on a day of Jummah that will be appointed in the Akhirat, every ummah will be behind its Nabi. And those people who are right in front on the day of Jummah, inshallah wal aziz, Allah Ta'ala will give him a position in right in front of the member of Nabi on a day of Jummah that will be ascertained in the Akhirat, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala bring us, inshallah, the desire to, inshallah, set us close as possible, inshallah, to the first surf, get the first surf, so that we can get the first surf on the day of Qiyamah and in the Akhirat also, inshallah, wal aziz. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله اليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala for this wonderful name of Iman Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And this beautiful month of Rabiul Awwal, my dear brothers, it is in this month that we know that the greatest of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, came into this world. And before Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came into this world already, Allah Ta'ala has showed signs that now it will be the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will exist. And the foundation of kufr and disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed it. In fact, it is related that the incident of the elephants, where in Yemen there was one king, and he did not like people to go and make tawaf of the Kaabatullah. So that is why he made a Kaaba in Yemen. And he wanted the people to make tawaf of that particular church in Yemen. And some Arab went and showed some sort of disrespect to that particular church. And in revenge he said, I will destroy the Kaaba. And in the Arabs, elephants were not common. And he said a fleet of elephants, an army of with elephants, to destroy the Kaabatullah. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed these particular elephants and the army itself, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it in Surah Fil, and the incident is well known to us, my dear brothers. This happened before the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, about 50-55 days before the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It showed also, my dear brothers, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to come, his tariqah in his way, every sort of oppression, every sort of disbelief, every sort of act that will take people away from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those ways, all those things will be exposed and destroyed in different ways. In fact, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it is stated that in Kisra he had a fire burning for thousands of years, and people used to worship this particular fire. And with unknown circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the fire off. And it is on this very night, it is stated when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, that 14 great pillars in the palace of Kisra were shaken and fell down without any valid reason. All those were signs of the greatest of human beings coming to this world and destroying the forces of disbelief. These were signs for it, my dear brothers. And then when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our greatest Nabi, came into this world, we know that it was a practice in Makkatul Mukarrama that young children would be taken and they would be sent into the villages so that they could get the pure air of the village also. And the Arabic that was spoken in the villages was not of the colloquial tribe, was of the classical type. So at least their tongues would be very, very clear from the very, very beginning. They would learn the classical Arabic and the proper pronunciation of different words, etc. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up in a way that immediately his father already passed away, my dear brothers. And in reality, Allah Ta'ala had taken the shadow of the father, and we know the father means to a child. How important is of the tarbiyat and the rearing of the child, the presence of the father. Also to show to us that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was directly, tarbiyat of his was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself directly. And we know that at that particular time, there were certain months that the people from the villages would come and they would take the different children and they would take them away so that they could look after them. Hazrat Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala also came in the qabila of the Bani Sa'd, and they came to take the various children and babies in Makkah al-Mukarramah, so that for a particular time, in some period of time, they could look after those children, give them the pure milk, and also look after them, bring them up in a pure environment. And the incident is very, very famous, that every child that was there to be taken, every child was taken. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody wanted to accept him, because he was an orphan. And naturally in world people do things for certain sort of amount of remuneration, some money, some benefit, financial benefit. And each and everyone thought that there's a yatim child, he has no father, we are going to take him, look after him. What will come to us? No benefit will come to us whatsoever. What can a yatim child, a mother give? She does not have any property, she does not have any belongings. So there will be no real benefit. So every child was taken, only the Bibi Halima was left, and this yatim child, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was left. And Allah Ta'ala has inspired Bibi Halima that whatever you wish for, take this particular child, this child will bring great barakat in your life. Barakat does not mean we must have plenty. Barakat means that there may be very, very little, but in that little Allah Ta'ala put such barakat that a person cannot even imagine. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave me a small leather bag of khajur. While Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived for the 2 years that I was with him, I ate and I fed people from it. In the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, which was also approximately 2 years, I ate and I fed from it. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, which was more than 10 years, I ate and fed from it. In the time of Hazrat Usman, after 5 or 6 years in one battle, one arrow came and pierced a particular bag, and that bag thereafter broke and the khajur got finished. So that is barakat, my dear brothers. There is very, very little. Allah Ta'ala will put a lot of barakat in it, my dear brothers. It is said of some ulama-i-kiram that Hazrat Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, the amount of kitabs he had written, that if you take that 9 months of period that he was in his mother's stomach for the time he passed away, then the average of the kitab that he had written would be more than about 39 to 40 pages a day. That same lifespan me and you have, my dear brothers, we look at ourselves, we did hardly anything in our lives. That same lifespan this great Akabirin and Buzuqani Deen had, and in their small time, that little time that they had, what great amount of work they did. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi also has been written that approximately if you take all his kitabs and all the small works that done, it comes close to 900 to 1000 kitabs and small works that he has done. That's besides the great tafsir and kitab al-hadith had written. So there is barakat in little time, or with very little, Allah Ta'ala puts plenty of barakat in it. So anyway, my dear brothers, Hazrat Bibi Halima was inspired to take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is stated that the condition of Bibi Halima was so bad that she had one son, of course, to breastfeed. She had to have a son at that particular time, or a daughter, and there was hardly any milk in the breast of Hazrat Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala, and many a times, usually the time used to pass that the whole night would pass, a few sips of milk would come out, and that the child would cry and would sleep out of hunger after crying. And they had one camel, that camel also hardly any milk came out from that particular camel. And she had a few goats. In that particular area, there was a famine at that particular time, and those goats also would give hardly any milk because there was nothing to eat. The moment she took Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken in her care, immediately Allah Ta'ala put so much milk in her breast too, that it started overlapping and more milk started coming out. That is why the husband of Hazrat Bibi Halima radiallahu anhu immediately said that لَقَدْ أَخَسْتَ بَرَكَةً كَسِيرًا وَقَدْ أَخَسْتِ بَرَكَةً كَسِيرًا وَخَيْرًا كَسِيرًا. Verily it seems that this child has brought great barakat in our lives. This child has brought great blessings in our life. That without any means you had no milk, and now your milk is coming so much it is difficult to contain that milk. Not only for this Mubarak child, but also our son, and yet also there's so much milk. Then as they were returning, that meek camel of the Bibi Halima radiallahu anhu could hardly move. And it is stated when they were come to Makkatul Mukarrama, at every juncture, that particular camel was back, the people had to wait, and they used to get angry, was that, Bibi Halima, you are delaying us, because your camel is moving so slow. And immediately was the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam there, the camel moved so fast, that the people asked Bibi Halima, have you bought a new camel? That he has left the whole kafla, the whole caravan way behind. What is the reason that it is moving so fast? And when they came, there was no barakat at home too, that all the other goats would not have any milk to give. And as Bibi Halima radiallahu anha, goats would give 2 and 3 times a day milk so much that she could feed the whole kabila. And people wanted to send that goats to graze where the goats of Hazrat Bibi Halima graze, thinking that it was a grass that was bringing this milk. But it was not a grass. It was the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that brought so much barakat into lives, my dear brothers. So the ulama have written that wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before he came into his world, so there's only sweet, there's so much barakat in everything that is connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the zat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And more important was the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama have written in these times, again, if you look at it, our condition is exactly like the condition of the Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala, where that time, from the material point of view, there was nothing whatsoever. But at this time, my dear brothers, we are lacking from the spiritual aspect, that every way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left. Our lives are completely contrary to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How can any sort of barakat and good come into our lives? In recently, there was one symposium in one place, and they were talking of this global shortage of energy, etc. And then the person who was conducting the program had made one remark, and he said that it must happen, because half the world at this time, the lifestyle is the lifestyle of Americans. And the resources that are required for the American lifestyle, as far as the energy is concerned, is so high, so it is not possible that you are going to see any sort of leniency in the next few years because of the lifestyle that we are living. Imagine, my dear brothers, half the world is living the lifestyle of this very same kuffar who we condemn daily. The very same disbelievers who daily, my dear brothers, whether it be our marriages, when our marriages take place, we will completely forget the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many times we say there is only one daughter, one son that they have. The first daughter, one son, or first son, it is to get married. That is why we have to go through the functions and the ways of the disbelievers. At that time, we do not think that the only time and opportunity we had to make amal on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every sort of sunnah that will come, my dear brothers, that will bring pleasure, that will bring itminan, that will bring muhabbat in our lives. One of our elders that came now lately, he made a very, very important remark, that today the ahmiyat and the importance of sunnah has gone in our lives. In the Sahaba kiram, the condition was this: if anything was attributed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then they would go to great lengths to make amal on it. Up to the extent of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a great sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, once one of his khadim, he was traveling from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and there are various places he got out, and he made the sign of urinating, and getting off from the camel, stopping the caravan, getting on the camel, is thing that takes a lot of time. So one of his khadims remarked, but I did see you did not even need istinja, and you know that the time that he is taking, every time you come, you get off, you go and make sort of istinja, and you get back onto the camel. What is the reason for that? Immediately he remarked that when I travel with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these were the places that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got off and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed urine, etc. Although I did not have the need of urine, etc., but because my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got off in this particular places, that is why I am also imitating the act of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam getting over in those particular places. That is the type of love the Sahaba had. They would not see the sunnah was done as a habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a natural act of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or that sunnah was done as an ibadat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If our beloved Nabi did this particular act, my dear brothers, then they would imitate that act. And whatever the conditions is, they would not be affected by anything. We know one Sahabi, he went into the courts of the emperors of Persia. He was invited there. And then one morsel of food that fell off. and he cleaned that morsel of food and he took it into his mouth, a person there remarked that the people here do look down upon a person who picks up food and then eats it. If it has fallen off the dasturkhan, he should leave it behind. He was not affected by the courts of Rome and Persia and all the kings and their people sitting there. And the sentence said, أَنَتْرُقُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِنَا لِحَاوْلَا الْهُمَقَىٰ. Can I leave the sunnah of my beloved Nabi for the sake of these foolish people? That is not possible. Under all circumstances, my dear brothers, they will follow the beautiful way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we take what our condition is, my dear brothers, that first and foremost, how many of us, my dear brothers, our appearance, our namazes, etc., resemble the namaz of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Our mamlat and dealings resemble the mamlat and dealings, and our social life resembles the social life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, it is so sad to say that maybe we would not even know the names of the Ummahatul Mumineen. 99% of us, if we ask what are the name of our mothers of and the wives, beloved the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we would not know. A little history of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we do not know. Because that desire is not there to imitate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The people of this world, the kuffar of this world, the stars of this world, soccer stars, etc., our children would know each and every one names. If you ask the name of Ashra-i Mubashra, my dear brothers, then many of us would have to think seriously who the Ashra-i Mubashra was. And how can we bring the lives of those people in our lives when we do not even know the names? Even the big points in their life, my dear brothers, we are unaware of. That is why if we are one success again and want to change the condition of this world, there is only one way, my dear brothers. And that is to bring the beloved names of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. We know the very famous incident of Palestine when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was entering Palestine victoriously. And he was on a mule, and on his clothes there were many patches also. Then some Sahaba came to him and said that, look, it is not advisable for you to enter in a victorious manner in this way. Let us get a horse so that you can go on the horse, because a horse has got some sort of might. And let us get one pair of clothes for you, that pair of clothes are without any patches, that you can see who our ruler is. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, on the insistence of his Sahaba, he put that on. And after a minute, he cried and he took it off immediately. And after he took it off, he said that the ummah, we had not got any sort of izzat and honor because of clothes and because of pomp and show. Allah Ta'ala had given us izzat and honor because of the ways of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we look for honor and izzat in any other way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will belittle us and Allah Ta'ala will disgrace us. Today, my dear brothers, what our condition is, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is out of our lives. And every way of the disbelievers has set into our lives. In fact, the love of the disbelievers has come into our lives, that sometimes the ulama say that do not even condemn the disbelievers, because when you will make badwa for them, then you will be cursing yourselves. Because Allah Ta'ala's faislas and Allah Ta'ala's ahkam and the decisions of Allah Ta'ala are made on the sifat of people, not on nations. And if we look at our lives and our sifat and our ways of life, it's exactly like the disbelievers in every way. I also feel, my dear brothers, that my success life in a better material life. My object of life from morning to night is to earn, my dear brothers, to learn a better life. And if I feel I read 4 or 5 rakats or 1 or 2 namazes, I'm doing my duty. Whereas that was not the object of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's cry day and night, how can the whole of mankind get hidayat? As far as the material things of this life are concerned, earning also is necessary, but the object is not earning. The object of earning was just to earn so that we can look after ourselves, we do not beg, and a little extra we have, then we can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But never was the object of any sahabi to earn for the sake of earning. Now was the object of any sahaba that his object of life, his fikr of life, his concern of life was to earn. In the Zahir of Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, "Kul hadi sabili ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa nitabani." That tell you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my object of life and this is my way of life. That to call towards the greatness of Allah. Allah has created us to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin. I call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with firm conviction. Ana wa man ittabani, I and those that follow me, that is our object of life, my dear brothers. Then all the other things in life is not the object of my life. That is just, by the way, needs of our life that we have to fulfill as far as the needs are concerned. The object of our life is so-called was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to talk of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately today, the object of my life and our lives have become such, from the material aspect, we feel we are comfortable, then we have achieved success. Immaterial, my dear brothers, if our life conform to Shariat or not to Shariat. Immaterial, whether the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in my house or not, my dear brothers. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that today the condition of this deen is exactly like the condition of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born. When no one was prepared to adopt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, today, my dear brothers, we are not prepared to adopt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In our businesses, the ways of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are completely divorced. To lie, it is very, very common. To take interest, it is very, very common. To do our brothers down, it is very, very common. To have haughtiness and pride, you think we've got a few mirans in our bank, is very, very common. That we can do what we like with people, my dear brothers. In our inheritance, it has come, we feel it belongs to me. I can make my will as I wish. And the person who has control after he passed away, this money belongs to me, I can do what I like with it. That attitude is an attitude of Qarun and Fir'aun, my dear brothers. That is not the attitude of a believer. The believer's attitude, what is Allah's hukam? And I must fulfill Allah's hukam. Our mamalats and our weddings, we have divorced our deen and Nabi al-Islam from our bazaars. We have divorced Allah's Nabi and his ways from our houses too. The little bit that is left is maybe the 2 or 4 rakats namaz that is left. And that too, it comes in a hadith, a time will come that masajid al-ma'amira wa yakharabu min al-huda. That the masjids will be very, very beautiful in nature. But as far as the hidayah is concerned and the quality of namaz is concerned, that quality of namaz will be completely void. We will not even know our condition of namaz is this. That in, we have to ask ourselves last night in Maghrib namaz, what surah the imam read? We would not even know. Or the 4 sunnahs we read now, what surahs I read in that particular namaz, I would not even know. That is the condition of our namaz. And the condition of sahaba's namaz was this. That when you stand up in namaz, that it is as if the world did not exist. And the condition of my namaz is this, the moment I stand up, then all the thoughts of the world come into my life. So my dear brothers, our namaz also of that degree, we should even make an effort on our namaz. The reason is this, that we talk so much of dunya, that the dunya has penetrated our namaz. We should talk so much of deen, that in our dunya also deen penetrates. That while in the condition of buying and selling also, we are conscious of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant me the tawfiq, my dear brothers. Allah grant all of the tawfiq, my dear brothers. That how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was adopted as Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala. Today it is necessary for us to adopt the ways of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we will do that, then how Allah will bless Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala. Allah will bless us also. Inshallah, the work of deen is there. We have our khankas, Hazrat Mona Yunusav, etc. The work of jamaat is there. It is very, very easy to get in line, inshallah, and to change the object and outlook of our life. If we do not change the outlook and outlook of our life, my dear brothers, then, my dear brothers, for us to think of any success and the suffering of the Muslims throughout the world, without it is impossible. Whatever happens, happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not fulfilling our object of life, that is why we are being slaughtered throughout. If we will fulfill the object of our life, my dear brothers, then Allah ta'ala will change the conditions. And the conditions will change when each and every individual changes his own life. Allah grant me the tawfiq of changing my life and all of us, to bring the beautiful ways of tariqah and the object of life into our lives, my dear brothers, what we have been created for. And every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah bring the importance of the sunnah and the love of the sunnah, that we are prepared to die and not sacrifice one sunnah of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.